if you put a potato in the microwave and push pizza, it still comes out as a potato. Why label the buttons if they don't work?
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Jay Leno once said, "You aren't famous until my mother has heard of you." Well, last time on Laugh Again, I talked about Stormy O'Mardian, famous author and singer, who despite fame began planning her suicide at 28. Thank God a Christian friend introduced her to her pastor. She wasn't pushy, just told Stormy what she believed. The pastor then told Stormy about how God had a plan and purpose for her. "I'd never heard anything like that," she recalls. "He said that when you receive Jesus, he gives you the Holy Spirit, who will change you from the inside out." Stormy was fascinated. She told me, "I didn't know Jesus could be my best friend, not the cold, distant God that all my New Age practitioners taught." The pastor gave Stormy books to read and arranged to meet again. People prayed that her eyes would be opened. What she was reading rang true. A week later, she invited Christ into her life. For the first time, Stormy O'Mardian felt hope. She started going to a church where the pastor made the Bible come alive, and she couldn't stop reading it. To her surprise, her future husband had also begun going to the same church. They had met earlier at a recording session, but this time they began dating, and a year later were married. Did the depression she'd lived with since childhood go away? "No, it didn't," she says. "I thought having the Lord and a great husband would take care of my problems. After feeling unloved for so many years and then feeling so loved, I couldn't believe I was still depressed." Michael suggested she see a counselor at their church. Stormy told her about her battles in life. The counselor listened, then asked her to pray and fast for 3 days and bring back a list of any sins she still felt had a hold on her. The next time they met, Stormy put her list before the Lord, renounced the impact of occult practices on her life, and expressed forgiveness toward her mother for verbal and physical abuse, for locking her in a dark closet under the stairs. The counselor told Stormy that Jesus was saying, "My daughter, you've been locked in a closet all your life, first physically and then emotionally, but I have the keys." Stormy says Jesus had the keys to the death and hell in my life, and he set me free that day. "I will never forget how it felt to have the dark blanket of depression physically lift off of me. That was more than 50 years ago, and it was the last time I was ever controlled by depression." What is her advice to those experiencing great inner pain? "I got lost in self-pity," she says, "which is understandable when horrible things have happened to you. You either think you deserved them in some way or God cares about everybody else but you. And these horrible thoughts beat you down until you see yourself as a victim. If you don't welcome Jesus as Lord of your life, you won't have that flow of his Spirit in you, leading and guiding and teaching and comforting. One of the pillars of a successful life is forgiveness, where we let things go and step out of the past." Well, perhaps you find yourself needing to step out of the past. Steve Green sings, "And though we've been held captive, at long last we are free, for he holds the keys." Why not pray the same prayer that Stormy prayed that day? "God, I've held this against you or this person all these years, and I just want to get out of the past and move into the future that you have for me. Take his hand, walk into that promising future starting today. He is the one who can help us go make someone's day."
Because of you, hope is still reaching hearts. Across Canada and beyond, the gospel is meeting people where they are, in living rooms, kitchens, and even hospital beds. To keep sharing the light of Jesus with those searching for hope, we're looking to raise $110,000 by June 30th. And this month, every dollar you give is matched up to $200,000. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.